Good afternoon, everybody. This is Brian Peters coming to you live from The Healing Brew. Today is August 31st, and we are joined today by the wonderful medium, Ramona Carroll, here live at The Healing Brew. She's going to be one of our wonderful mediums that will be featured at our Voices of the Cabinet series coming up here in September. Ramona is actually one of our talented mediums who will bring voice through the cabinet. And she is joining us here today live. Hi, Ramona.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, can you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
I'm a medium clairvoyant, which means I do see sometimes those who have passed. I'm also an intuitive card reader, so I get messages from the universe, from spirit, through the cards. My friends jokingly refer to me as a small medium at large. I've been doing this well over 40 years, so I have a history.
All right. So I know coming up here in September, we have the Voice series coming up. If someone's joining us for the first time at one of these style events, what can they expect?
Well, everyone will be sitting around looking at the medium in the cabinet, but the cabinet could possibly be closed. And what chances are is that they are going to have that the lights will be down. No one should have jewelry or large bags, because spirit likes to play with things.
So why shouldn't someone have jewelry on?
As I said, spirit likes to play with things, and sometimes they like to take things too. So we prefer no bags, no cell phones, no jewelry. We will collect those items just so that everyone's items are safe. And the medium will go into the cabinet, meaning me, and there's others who will be doing this.
Who's all joining you?
I know that there will be Reverend Michael Black at a session, Reverend Michael Allen at a session, and Lunette Baldwin.
Okay. And as far as the seances and stuff like that go, as far as the conversation goes, what's the typical message, or is it loved ones coming through, or?
It depends on what the medium brings through. Some may channel angels. I know I've brought through Native American shaman. Some have brought through loved ones, higher beings. What it is everyone that goes through, we work with the higher energy. So we work with the divine to work and come through to bring messages to those who are here. And it may be personal messages. It could be a general message. It just depends on what that energy, that divine energy, wants to bring through that evening.
All right. And now this sounds like it's a fairly new thing going on, right?
Honestly, no. While we have been working with this at the brew a little bit, the actual, I'll say, phenomena of trance through cabinet, bringing voice through cabinet, has been around for several hundreds of years. This was a well-known item to do back in the Victorian times. It was not unusual for them to have large parties and hire a medium who would work and do physical mediumship through the cabinet, bringing forth voice and whatever.
That's very interesting. So as far as the cabinet goes, the only spirit cabinet I know of is the spirit cabinet that my mom would keep locked from us when we were a kid. Is this the same type cabinet?
No, I'm pretty sure her spirits were different than yours. The spirit cabinet that we have, it looks like a very fancy fabric-colored box, essentially. But in the Victorian times, they may actually dedicate what would literally look like a closet or a mobile box that they would use. For us, it's easier to have built a structure that is movable. So ours is made so that it can be taken apart, transported, and taken somewhere else.
Okay. And now also, so this is something as far as trance goes. Can you talk more about, like, what happens to you when you go in trance?
I know for me, when I go into trance, I get very relaxed, and it's almost like I'm in a deep sleep. So I'm vaguely aware of maybe someone around me or the room, but for me, I will go under like I'm in a deep sleep, and then I can feel an energy coming over me, and they talk. They will come through me and speak.
Now, as far as, like, you know, we're using the word trance and all that stuff, I know a lot of your hypnotherapists would back in the day would use the term trance before nowadays they use a therapy session or whatever the case may be. Is that are we talking the same style thing?
It's very similar. It is very much bringing the person's, I will say, awareness down lower so that they can be open to bring more energy out. So for a hypnotherapist, a lot of times, if they're doing trance, it's to help aid that person in healing to find out maybe what a trigger is. For what we're doing, we're going down lower so that we are an open vehicle for spirit and the divine to come through and speak through us.
So it's kind of like that suggesting someone act like a chicken style thing so they're able, spirit's able to make those suggestions to the medium.
I wouldn't say that per se. It is more like, yes, spirit works through us, but spirit doesn't demand of the medium to do an action or cluck like a chicken.
All right. So what else do you do here at the Healing Brew?
I am a regular reader. You can schedule me any Wednesdays. I'm here normally from the 5 to 7. I'm also available certain weekends. But you can always go online and schedule or call the shop. I also do various classes. I know in September I do have a basic polarity class coming up. And every month I do the full moon meditation where I give information about that full moon and I will provide you with information to take home, some stones, a candle, and I will put you through a journey work meditation there, which is where I'm kind of directing you as to connecting to your spirit animal and moving forward.
So if somebody wanted to find out more information about your full moon meditation, I heard you have a podcast?
Yes, I do. My podcast is Energetic Paths of the Soul.
And where can someone find that?
Spotify, Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, I believe iHeart, and a few others. I would just say check your local podcast and see if you see it. It's Energetic Paths of the Soul, and there's a beautiful butterfly as my logo.
It sounds like there's going to be a very neat event coming up here in September. As I had mentioned, we do have the Voices of the Cabinet series coming here to the Healing Brew. We have a great group of people who will be stepping through offering voice, as well as we have a few guests that might be coming in and do some phenomena along the way. Once again, if you want more information about the Healing Brew, contact the Healing Brew at thehealingbrew@gmail.com. Actually, let's rephrase that, the Healing Brew on Facebook, or you're more than welcome to contact the shop at 234-678-0380. And Ramona, here before we end, I am going to go ahead and splice in a segment from another session here. And I know you were Gray Eagle at that point in time, but what can someone normally get out of when they're listening to this style of stuff? What should they be paying attention to?
So a lot of the times when spirit comes through, it's to bring forth a healing. It's to bring forth messages of awareness, something that we need to look for. Spirit just wants to be able to talk and interact with us. The divine's always been here, and they're here for our highest good. So those messages that are coming through, it's to help guide us on our journey and our journey through life.
And I know with you being a practicing spiritualist minister and stuff like that, spirit, we are always looking for that verification that life exists after here, right?
Correct.
Can you tell a little bit more about that?
So spirit is one that I know for myself when I'm giving messages. Spirit tends to show me items. So I may see something that someone did or they wore or a mannerism, the way they spoke. They may tell me about an object. And when I say they tell me, it's like I hear it in my head so that I know. I'm going to ask you, so what is this? I see it looks like a ferret, and he's running circles around you, and he's got a little hat on. Is this something that's very important to you? And it could very well be that the hat's for celebration and that the ferret was a product that you got at a birthday celebration. So spirit works with us in many ways, but that's just a quick example.
And I know as far as I would be we definitely want to bring it up. We were talking about, you know, cabinet. We were talking about the spiritualist cabinet and stuff like that. Can you just talk really briefly, just a little bit of information about what physical mediumship is and stuff like that? I know you guys sit for phenomenon. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So physical mediumship is something that has been around for many centuries, hundreds and hundreds of years. We actually have, according to spiritualism, we have our first well-documented case of it back in the early 1300s, that there was a priest who was getting writings and tappings. That is part of physical mediumship. But we also have, throughout history, times of voice communication. You've had back in the Egyptian times that is listed that the voice of spirit came through into a room. So this is something that is not new, but I will say our exploration of it is a little more new because many of us forgot these gifts that we have. For us in the United States in the Victorian times is when we had our heyday. But for now, it's almost a relearning, a revisiting, because so many have, I will say our old physical mediums, many of them have passed. So it's up to our newer, younger generations to pick this up and to teach everybody and to show them that this is what this is.
I know we have Michael Shane come here to the Healing Brew for seances and stuff like that. And he a lot of times bring forth apports and stuff like that. So what's an apport again?
So an apport is a gift from spirit. And it doesn't always mean that it's a item that you know, but it could be. I've had apports before where I received jewelry that was my mother's. But it could be stones, it could be crystals, it could be candles. If you've ever been to Lilydale or Camp Chesterfield, they have museums that show different apports, including full-size tomahawks and intricate carved pieces of jade and ivory and pictures. All of these are items that are part of physical mediumship that were brought forth as apports or gifts from spirit. And there was nothing around that would have created these. And some of the items were found to have been from previous times. Some of the items have been found that they have no known timeline for them. These are gifts.
Now, if anybody does want to get a hold of you and find out more information about yourself or about classes, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
They can call or text me at 330-328-2629. I do most of my classes out of the brew, so the best way is to contact the brew at 234-678-0380. You can also go onto the Healing Brew's website and you can see our variety of classes. You can connect and book an appointment from there also. I do have a Facebook page. I do post items on there too for Heart Song Journeys or Ramona Carroll.
Thank you so much, Ramona, for joining us today. And once again, I do want to go ahead and remind everybody, Ramona was speaking to us today about our Voices from the Cabinet series coming up here in September, really about that opportunity to listen to spirit and see what more about that trans communication and what communication is from spirit. So if you do have an opportunity to check us out, you can find out more information by giving the Healing Brew a call at 234-678-0380. Thank you guys. Look forward to seeing you guys in September.